Praise the Lord. God bless you, dear friend. I want to thank you so much for releasing this miracle seed for the year of 2018. And I want you to begin to know that the Lord says unto thee that in this year, and it's going to be a year of favor. It's going to be a time of new opportunities, perhaps new career or job opportunities going to be offered to you. It's going to be an important time for you to begin to complete some projects. God says also you should make sure that you take care of any kind of money or credit card debts or any things of that nature. God says do not scatter your energies, but stay focused and keep your mind stayed on the Lord. And you're going to find that you're going to also be able to renew some old acquaintances as well. I'm seeing interviews. I'm seeing meetings and negotiations. These are things that are going to be very favorable for you in the year of 2018. And yet it's going to be a time where the Lord says, be about, wear different kinds of colors, brighter colors, be flexible, be aware of the power of gossip, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. But also spend time with children or siblings as well. You're going to find that, yea, even in this year, the Lord says many ideas are going to be coming to you. I'm seeing a possible change of appearances. I'm also hearing God say you're going to feel so much more vital and so much more young as well. I'm seeing more communicating. I'm seeing a lot more dreams, a lot more writing, a lot more journaling. And these are going to be some things that are going to be very available, but also very favorable for you, saith the Spirit of the Lord.
God says new self-expression. For Father God says you're coming into a year of new expansion. And God says this is also the year that you're going to be running the winning race and you're not going to faint. But God says you're going to gain new momentum and new strength. For I hear the word of the Lord saying, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. And all your ways acknowledge him and he's going to direct your path. For Father God says in this season, God says you're going to be moving in a new creative atmosphere. And I hear Father God saying, you're going to begin to let us make man. You're going to begin to create. For God says, this is the season where I give you the gift of creativity. For Father God says, you've prayed. Now God says, your best friend this year is for God says to speak those things that be not as though you would have them. For Father God says, a positive attitude and positive action will make all things possible. I hear Father God saying this is a season to even improve your image and your reputation. For Father God says you're going to find many admirers in this year. For Father God says you'll be out in the public as well. I also hear Father God saying this is a season to look beyond what's been presented. God says that the work that you've done over the last 2 years is going to begin to bless you. I hear Father God saying that this is also the season of fruitful new beginnings. All of those, shout to Rebbe Soto. Fruitful new beginnings, saith the Lord. I hear Father God saying this is the season to plan, to organize, to strategize the first 3 months of this year. Oh, yes and yes. February and March, God says you're going to be working hard yet smart. God says you're going to begin to move out of your fear and move in faith. I hear Father God says write it down and make it plain. Yes, Habakkuk 2:2, write it down and make it plain. Because God says he's taking you to the next level of communication and it's beginning to begin with your writing. God says even begin to journal in this season, for Father God says you're going to write the book and you're going to publish in due season. And it begins with this year. For I hear Father God saying, this is the season of new transformation. For God saying, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And God says, you're going to be renewing your mind. For Father God says, you're having a new conversation, a new sentence, a new statement about yourself. You're making up your mind and standing by your choices in this year. I also hear Father God says, this is the year you're coming up and you're coming out. You're coming up out of that rut you've been in. God says, no depression, no doubt. For God says, I give you new confidence. I give you my image. For you're made in my image, said the Lord. Elabo Shata Rebbe Soto. Who get it, Elabo Shata? God says, you're about to change your wardrobe. You're about to change your opinion. You're about to change your mind concerning some things concerning you. For Father God says, you're not the opinions of others. Father God says, you're not the opinions of others. So God says, be mindful of who you let in your ear in this season. They're either creating life or death in you, for life and death is in the power of the tongue. God says, do not become depressed. Do not become discouraged. Do not become restless in this season. God says, study my word. Meditate upon my word day and night. I also hear Father God saying, new wardrobe, new clothes. God says, you're going to have a different feeling about yourself this year. God says, you're going to feel the new vitality. You're going to feel the anointing upon your life. You're going to feel the power of God upon thee. Oh, God says he's causing thee and he's charging you this year to move forward in faith and not fear. God says, apply to see the patience, because God says it may take a little longer to get some things done, but God says, cast your cares to God. God says, you're going to get them done. God says, go ahead and make sure you're caught up with your emails. Make sure you keep your voicemail emptied out. Check your messages daily, because God says this year that he's going to cause favor. God says, men are looking to give into your bosom in this year. I hear Father God saying that this is very important to take time to meditate and to pray. God says, don't make any quick decisions, for time is on your side. God says, any important decisions, begin to make sure you weigh them. God says, take time to do what God has called you to do. Review your prophetic words, for they are coming to pass quickly and swiftly. I hear Father God saying, be flexible in this season, for God says, in your flexibility, you're going to gain new power. Now, I hear Father God saying concerning your health, God says, guard your nervous system in this year. For Father God says, be mindful of emotion. Be mindful of your emotions. God says, be mindful of emotional outbursts and upsets in this year. God says, this is also a season to protect your skin. God says, I am protecting thee. Now, Father God says, also, if you've suffered from anemia in the past, God says, be mindful that you're getting enough of whatever the doctor guides and directs you to. Or you may even consider going to a holistic doctor, because God is doing a work in your body. Now, God says, make sure you get your feet examined in this year, because God says that he's working through your body in a special way. And I hear Father God saying, delay does not mean denial. God says, if any illnesses come up, God says, if any illnesses come up in the months of March, June, and October, God says, be sure, be mindful to get a second opinion. Again, that's March, June, and October. I hear God saying the enemy may attempt to attack your body in this month, but God says, I already put a hedge of protection and safety around thee, and I protect thee. God says, I protect thee with an everlasting love, and safety and protection is your portion. Now, beloved, I just hear God saying this year is going to be miraculous concerning the job place. If you're unemployed, God says, get ready to get your resume redone and begin to get it out there, because God says, I give you favor, I give you grace, and God says, I've already dispatched my angels on your behalf. God says this is also a season where a positive attitude is going to cause you to go into the doors that God has ordained for thee. God says new increased responsibility in this year. And God says this will also be a season for a time of advancement for yourself. Also, if you desire to ask for a promotion or raise, God says this will be done this year. God says the best days for that this year will be on Thursdays and Fridays. If you desire a raise or promotion, or you desire to set up on entrepreneurship and business of your own, God says your power days will be Thursday and Friday of this year. I hear God saying, some of your power days will be Thursday and Friday. God says also the months of February, March, and May. And I'm also hear God saying, Labo Shata. God saying February, March, and May, and July and November. God says many opportunities and new open doors in these months of February, March, and May, July, and November. God says many opportunities. Labo Shata, Rebbe Soto. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Also, beloved, if you had a desire to travel, I'm just hearing God saying the months of February, June, July, and November will be great months to travel as well. God says traveling for business as well as pleasure. God says that you'll have a win-win situation. God says a win-win situation concerning travel and business this year. And that is the word of the Lord.
So I hear the Lord saying unto me, dear friend, it's going to be your time of expansion and growth. Oh, the growth. God says, weigh your words carefully, for the power of life and death shall be in your tongue. And then I heard God says, think before you speak. and you must study these principles, saith the Lord of hosts. God says, stay away from gossip and careless speech, lest unhappy problems can develop. There will be such an anointing for writing, speaking, and creativity. There will be such an anointing for your artistic talents that's going to be coming to the forefront. And you're going to begin to find that it shall be a time and a year of writing and even speaking, if you so choose, media work, a time of promotion, a time of elevation, a time where God's going to cause your name to be smiled upon, a time where if you choose to get involved in financial ventures will be a good idea. God says, be cautious in major commitments or intense friendships. Use wisdom. Be careful to review what you write and what you say, saith the Lord of hosts. Surround yourself with positive people and not negative people. Because the rich stick with the rich, the poor stick with the poor. Choose your company wisely, saith the Lord of hosts. Choose your friends wisely. Why? Because your friends are a future where you're going at. Do not hang with the company of fools, for their path is the path of destruction. You're going to begin to find that God says you're going to begin to open up your arms to so many new things because God said it is your birthright to prosper, saith the Lord of blessings. Now, as you're moving forward in the year, in this month, this is a time to begin to organize some things. This is a time to stay on top of details. This is a time also to keep your eye on savings and checking accounts and things surrounding papers. Now is the time to begin to write down some inspired thoughts and ideas that is going to very well pay off on a later date. Now, from February through March, it's going to bring some intriguing people into your life as well as changes, and you're going to see that. February is a time of change. You may even travel. It's going to be a time where there could be some kind of a conflict with friends. It's also a good time for sales and promotion. March, deal with things surrounding home and responsibility and family, a time of service, maybe education, but also a time of increased responsibility. You're going to do some things surrounding the home. Pray for family needs, be around family. April until June is going to be a good time to begin to spend some time alone and begin to organize some things because friends may cause some annoyance or emotional disturbances and don't allow it to get under your skin. April, a time of reevaluation. Be patient with money. Go ahead and start a special savings account as well. It seems like something is going to come to the surface as well, too, that is hidden from you. May is your prosperity month. May is your prosperity month. It's going to be a decisive month. You might receive a promotion or earn some more money during that month. It's a good month for buying or selling or doing something surrounding property as well. Because I'm just hearing God say, recognition, your name is coming out in advancement and expansion. In the month of June is going to see the completion of a project. While July is going to signal new beginnings, so put your best foot forward. So let's look at June. If there's any things with your teeth or your bones, take care of them because they can start acting up. Get to the dentist. Take care of your bones. Take care of your body. It's a time of favor. It's a time where the Lord was also saying unto thee that unclutter your mind, and let go of the things of the past. Your lesson is to let go of your need to control and let situations unfold as they will. But also be tolerant of others. July is going to be a time of new opportunities, a time where you may take a trip or start something new surrounding the area of work, a time where the Lord says, be more assertive. August can be emotional. August can be emotional, as can the month of November can be. So in August, God says, begin to work on details. Be more careful with everything that you undertake. Listen and cooperate. Analyze. Look at things. Work things out. Work at a pace. Work in teamwork. Work in partnerships. Be careful and wise with everything that you undertake. September is a time where God says, don't become scattered. It's a time where God says, beware of a great temptation because temptations could be coming your way. It could be overspending money, extravagance. God says, don't overuse or overextend the credit card. But it's definitely a time of promotion and selling and getting your name out. In October is going to be a time where you may feel frustrated by restrictions. November is going to be an explosive kind of month where there could be a clash of wills or arguments, and you don't want to fall into that. do things strategically and diplomatically. Many things are going to change, and they could end up trying to surprise you. It's going to be a time where it seems like something that happened in February could try to show back up, and that November is what it's going to be. Whatever you didn't deal with in February is showing back up in November. I'm seeing it's going to be a great month for publicity, a great month for selling. And yet I'm hearing God say it's going to be a time of recuperation, healing, 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 healing. But opportunities will also begin to come to you. As we come into the close of
2018,
December is going to be a time where, where God's going to be working things out in a relationship, and things are really be coming together. And I'm going back again to that month of February. Some things in February is going to show back up in December, because things that you may have been trying to finalize. It could be something in the area of relationship.
Wow. As I stepped out of the year of 2018, the Lord took me into the year of 2019.
If there's something with relationships, wait until February
of 2019.
Changes are going to be coming in the month of January as well that can alter your decisions. I want to thank you for your miracle seed.
And so, my prophetic friend, as you are stepping out of 2018, know that as you move into the 2019, it's going to be a real year of building, a year of power, a year of some real solid foundations. I want you to consider building the foundations of your life. Also, some things surrounding real estate and property is going to open up for you as well.
It's going to be a real strong year of building and laying the foundation, laying the groundwork, because you're going to be building the house, not only the outer house, but your spiritual house is what you're building. For greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. For God has all power deep within you. You're going to be building and building a solid and a firm foundation, and you shall be unmovable and unshakable. Nothing shall shake you, for you're going to be grounded and built in the Lord. And I also see you taking on more responsibilities. Also, around December to March of
2018.
Check things. Make sure that you have proper insurance and some things. Also, get your health checkups from December until March. Don't become argumentative and don't be stubborn. Thank you so much for your miracle seed.